The next patient is Deborah Finnegan. The last name is F-I-N-N-I-K-I-N. The first name, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. This is a clinical case of a 61-year-old African-American female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease and diabetes. This patient has a BMI that is above 55. The body weight is 421 pounds. She has been suffering from an ulcer in the right foot that has been a care for more than 2 years. At the present time, they have a wound back in that foot period. In reviewing the laboratory workup, we know that the patient has been controlling the blood sugar. The serum creatinine is 1.19 with a blood glucose of 144, and the patient has estimated GFR of 52.1 mLs per minute. Interestingly, the microalbumin creatinine ratio and the protein creatinine ratio have been with a normal range, period. The patient goes to Central Florida Healthcare, but unfortunately the doctor that was interested in sending the patient to the bariatric center in order to have surgery, to lose weight, and retire. And I am advising the patient that during the next visit coming from the insurance to home, that they reconsider the possibility of bariatric surgery because it's the only way out for this patient. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control, the hemoglobin A1C 7.1. Following number, the patient has a slight anemia. The hemoglobin is 10.7, which is a little better than the one that the last determination that was 10.3. Following number, hyperlipidemia, but the lipid pattern is within range. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, the patient has charcoal foot in the right side. He's under the care of Dr. Patel for the wound. And my main concern is that this patient is not going to get better up until she gets to the bariatric surgery. We are going to continue with the same medications. We are not going to make any adjustments. We're going to refer the patient back to Central Florida for the bariatric surgery appointment. Re-evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup. This is a telehealth because the patient cannot come to the office. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, that's 5 minutes in the documentation.